office furniture blog, Stands Up for Profits. Stands up like a standing desk. That's what we're getting to here. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. And as you might surmise from the title, or as you might know from listening for a while, it's all about how somebody made their first $1,000. How do they get going? And often they go on to do much more than $1,000. Still, we want to understand how that person makes $1,000 because they can then make $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $100,000, whatever the number is. So today we are going to go to Kevin. Kevin is a web developer by day, starts a blog, or actually I think it's a series of blogs and websites. I don't know if they're all blogs, but basically he's built a number of websites reviewing office furniture, specifically ergonomic chairs, standing desks. And he kind of highlights the various features. He organizes reviews. I'm not sure entirely how the content works, but the whole point is he's drawing traffic to this site. He then earns AdSense income when people click links. Okay, so they click ads, you know, which are probably being paid for by manufacturers or sellers, and he gets paid for that. So his whole goal is to bring more traffic, have them click links, and he gets paid. Let's hear from him how it works. I'll have a few words of wrap up at the end.
I'm Kevin Chen, a web developer from Arizona, and my obsession with ergonomic office gear has unexpectedly led to my first $1,000 side hustle. It all started with a bad back and a worse chair. Working long hours from home during the pandemic, I kinda realized my setup was far from ideal. As I researched ergonomic solutions, I found myself falling down a rabbit hole of standing desks and kneeling chairs and lumbar support cushions. Being a developer, my first instinct was to build a simple site comparing the options I found. I called it Stand Up Workspaces, and I filled it with detailed reviews and comparison charts. It was just a personal project, but I decided to add some Google AdSense ads, figuring it, might earn enough to cover hosting costs. To my surprise, the site started generating a small but consistent stream of traffic. It helped that more folks were setting up home offices, I suppose. Encouraged, I expanded the site, adding the buyer's guides and the maintenance tips and the like. And then, as traffic grew, so did my AdSense earnings. But I quickly realized that to really scale up, I needed to diversify. I created two more sites, ergonomic chair reviews and Office Wellness Hub, each focused on like a specific niche with a broader office furniture market. I used my coding skills to create a custom content management system that allowed me to efficiently update all three of the sites. I also set up alerts for new product releases and industry news to keep my content fresh and relevant. Soon, my daily AdSense earnings jumped from a few dollars over to $50. I mean, this was just free money. Or at least once I set up the sites, the money that came in every day was free. One key lesson was the importance of user experience. I obsessed over site speed and mobile responsiveness, knowing that a frustrating browsing experience would drive potential readers and also ad clickers away. I also made sure to practice what I preached, investing in a proper setup for my growing home office empire. Reaching the $1,000 mark took about 2 months. Seeing that first Google AdSense payment hit my account was incredibly satisfying. Now my sites constantly bring in around $800 a month. I mean, I'm exploring other monetization methods like affiliate marketing and sponsored content, but I also like the idea of just, you know, keeping it all on autopilot. To me, the experience demonstrates the power of niching down. By focusing on like a specific, underserved topic, I was able to create valuable content that attracted a dedicated audience. It also showed me that sometimes your most profitable ventures can stem from solving your own problems. I am now sitting comfortably in an ergonomic chair, of course, and planning my next move.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for sharing this story. We've had some stories recently on affiliate income, but this is a good reminder that it doesn't have to be affiliate commissions. You can also earn money from AdSense or, you know, basically ads on your website one way or another, whether they are AdSense or something else. You can earn just by bringing in traffic and having people click links. And then it doesn't matter what they do after that. They don't have to purchase after that. With affiliate commissions, they have to make a purchase. With this kind of advertising income, all they have to do is click the link. So well done, Kevin. You found a good niche there. Listeners, take this to heart. There's something out there you can do as well. There is a project for you. I believe that passionately. That's been our message for 7 years. This is episode 2921. Thank you for listening. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.